You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Hey everyone, this is Liam. Make sure to listen to Revolving Door Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. This show is for music nerds from all over. My main goal in the hour of time that we so fortunately have together is that you learn something. I'm going to be talking about a new band each week, taking a deep dive into where they came from, their sound, influences, and then where they went and who they influenced. Again, the big thesis of this show is music is a revolving door that never stops. So if you're a music nerd who wants to listen to some new music each week and create an enriching relationship to that new music each week, then you're in the right place. You can catch that all Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIS.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Hey, this is Stefan from PUP.
I'm Steve from PUP.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
What's up? It's Pickles. Leave a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Hi, my name is Savannah Shea, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. It is 10 o'clock here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. So this week, I'm doing something a little bit more music forward because I am absolutely struggling under the weight of midterms. It's week five for all of the students out there, and that is a very scary week. I'm in the midst of doing like a research credit, and I'm just way behind because I was trying to keep up with my other courses. So, like I said, gonna be very music forward this week, less of me yapping, which I'm sure many of you would rather and would appreciate. So to get things started, this week, the general, I guess, I don't want to say vibe, but like the general genre, like idea that we're going for is soft techno, indie electronica. This is a genre, I guess, I don't really know exactly how to define it because I'm quite new to listening to it. I always listened to music that had some sort of electronic element, I guess, but never really explored a lot of indie groups doing electronic experimentation, more electronica forward music. So this is still a very, very new genre and area of music for me. And I'm very excited that I've had the chance to kind of do a deep dive. One of my friends, Aaron, who does Whiplash. She does a lot more electronica than I do, so she was kind of like my entryway into there. And then I think I started more with like the goth and EBM, and then transitioned over to more of what you're going to hear today. And then part of the reason for that transition as well is there is this group that I absolutely adore based out of Montreal, and we're going to get to them a little bit later, but they have a lot of electronica elements mixed in with like more of an indie folk. So I kind of really love what they're doing. I love the layers to their music, and it kind of pushed me to explore what's going on in this space a little bit more. And I'm going to be honest, I am very quite happy that I decided to do that. That wasn't a proper phrase, but we're going to get into it. There's an artist that I'm sure many of you know, you've heard probably on CFRC before on other programs, and that artist is OK Lou. This is a French artist, and she's from Poitiers, I believe. She released a mixtape in 2022, which I guess started to gain a bit of traction. And then just this year in 2025, I believe it was February of this year, she released her debut full-length LP, and that was called Choke Enough. And this absolutely blew up. Now she's doing a tour. She's playing in Toronto in like 2 weeks about, and I'm gonna try and see her because that's when I'm home for reading week. But I don't even know how to describe this music. Like, it just feels like not only interesting but so like multifaceted, and I love the vocal overlays. Like, she has a really beautiful voice, and the electronic production is really interesting. And then after that, we're going to get into it with Golan and Sweet and Low. Now, Golan is a Japanese artist and producer and musician. They've got a lot under their belt. They are classically trained on piano, which I find any musician who's classically trained on like piano, on guitar, on any sort of like traditional, I guess you would say, instrument, they bring a lot to the experimental parts of music because they know the theory inside and out. They know the notes and like the chords inside and out, and they can really start at that point. Like, when you live and breathe music to that extent, when you're so familiar with it, you can just really like distort it in the exact way that you want to. You have a lot more control over how you're manipulating certain elements. And I find that's the case with Golan. This is off of their album Sensor, which came out at the end of 2024. It's just an absolutely beautiful album, beautiful track. And if you like OK Lou, you'll like Golan. This track features Saliva. And then after that, we're going to get into it with a Canadian artist featuring a Canadian artist. So this is Joni Void with Sukian Lee and Vertigo. This was released as a single in January of this year, so a little while ago, still relatively new. Joni Void is based out of Montreal. They do a lot of electronic production, experimental. They're a producer, they do sampling. And then for those of you who've never heard the name Sukian Lee before, she actually used to be an MTV VJ. And then before that, she was in a band called Bob's Your Uncle. Since then, she's made a film. She did a press circuit with TIFF. She was here for KCFF, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch her talk. But she's just a really interesting, not only musician, but person, like in terms of her contributions to the Canadian music scene and beyond. And it was from Vancouver, I believe, originally. But it's an amazing track. I listen to it quite frequently, and I hope you enjoy. So to kick things off, we have OK Lou with Want to Wanna Come Back right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. She paces anxiously.
That was Vertigo by Joni Void and Suk Yin Lee. Before that, we had Sweet and Low by Golin and Saliva. And at the very top of that set, we had OK Lou with Want to Wanna Come Back right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This is The Mood with May, and we've been doing soft techno, indie electronica, however you want to classify that. I was talking in the previous segment about how I just discovered this genre, and I've kind of been doing some exploration within it. But I also mentioned that there was a band from Montreal that does a lot of electronica experimentation in more of like an indie folk setting. And you're going to be hearing from them this segment, I fear. They just released an album. I guess to get into it, to avoid talking about them like it's so detached, this is Afternoon Bike Ride. They just put out their album Running With Scissors on the 19th of September, so just shy of 2 weeks ago. And this song in particular, I think it's their lead single is what it seems. It's what they've been using for all of their promotionals. It's called Otherworld. And this album and their previous album in 2023, Gloss Over, have been huge, huge hits for me. Like, I'm talking top five album of the year picks, like, absolutely insane. They're based in Montreal. It's a trio. They bring in a lot of their friends in the local scene. But their instrumentals are absolutely insane. Their production is absolutely insane. They do everything within their kind of circle of friends, which is really nice. It feels very intimate. And the lyricist and vocalist, Leah Curry, she also has a solo sort of project that she released in 2024 called Motherland. I've played songs from every single release that they've put out. I'm a huge fan. I've interviewed them. And if you're going to support one artist on this list, I would recommend it be them, because I think they're like one of my favorite artists of all time at this point, which is a pretty high threshold. This song has a lot of, I guess, themes of the phases of life, the highs and lows, but specifically, I know Leah has been dealing with her father who just passed, and prior to that she was a caretaker for him during his dementia. So a lot of her music explores the theme of being a caregiver to a parent and having that sort of disconnect and just kind of like feeling detached from them, in the sense that like this is no longer like they're your parent forever, but this is no longer somebody who parents you, like it, that role reversal. And then at the same time talking about falling out of love and falling into love and, you know, figuring out who you are moving in your life and all of the things. I listened to this album when it released and I was like, this is every single phase of my life. This is screaming, crying, throwing up, laughing, smiling, just having like a solemn quiet moment with myself. It's everything. So this is Otherworld. After that, we have Purity Ring, which is an Edmonton-based electronic pop band. They started in 2010. This is going to seem really lackluster compared to the Afternoon Bike Ride because I only just started getting into them, but they put out an album just last week, September 26th. It's self-titled. It's also called Purity Ring. And this track, The Long Night, is off of that. It was one of the standout tracks off of this album for me. And in my preparation for this episode, I knew I had to slot it in. On top of that, I love supporting Canadian artists and figuring out artists that are in the spaces that I really love. And this is that. So I will be diving deeper into them after this episode, for sure. And then we're going to finish things off with Baby Echo, or Baby Eco, BBY space ECO, with O2O. This is off of their album of the same name that came out in 2023. Baby Echo is an Amsterdam-based visual artist, recording musician, and is also very earth-conscious in the themes of the music, in the themes of their other art. I don't know. I just really, really resonated with this track. I really enjoyed it. And I did, in preparation for this episode, see that they just released a new single entitled Soul, and then all of the remixes and acapellas and everything. And that was just at the end of August. But I really had to stick to my guns on this one because I love O2O. I think of the discography that I've listened to from Baby Echo, this is a standout for me. Soul is a really good track. It was leaning a bit of a different direction than I was hoping to go for in this episode, but I definitely recommend you check it out if you like this other track by Baby Echo. But without further ado, we're going to get into things with Afternoon Bike Ride and Otherworld right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
Hardly hypnotized by my
And welcome back. That was Baby Eco with O2O. Before that, we had Purity Ring and The Long Night. And at the very top of that set, Afternoon Bike Ride with their new track, Otherworld, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. Getting into the next few tracks, we have some more Canadian standouts. If you are fairly tapped into the Canadian music scene, you'll recognize some of these names, especially if you're into like electronica pop and the intersection of that. So we're going to start things off with the new Milk and Bone track. This is featuring Chromeo. I believe Chromeo is producer on the past two tracks. I think the album that they're putting out that they've been teasing is going to be in collaboration with Chromeo. But this song specifically is called Hoops. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with either of these names, both of them are Montreal-based. Milk and Bone is more electropop duo, and they have been nominated for Polaris Prizes. They've been nominated for, or sorry, they have received the SoCan Breakout SoCan Breakout Artist Award at the Francophone SoCan Awards in Montreal. I don't know why I can't speak today. And they have a very long discography. They also were featured on the soundtrack for Lost Records, which was a video game that was put out by a Montreal like indie game production place. They had like a good amount of tracks on there, which is really interesting and really awesome. And then most recently, they had a track featured on Invincible. For those of you who watch that show, they're kind of just everywhere in the stratosphere of music. They've been doing soundtracks. They did an album in 2022, which is, I guess, their most recent release, not tied to another project. They're an amazing duo. They put a lot of good music out, and I'm very excited for their new album with Chromeo. And Chromeo is another duo from Montreal. They're more electro-funk, and they do a lot of production as well. They've been operational since around the late 90s. Their first album was put out in 2004, and since they have done a lot of work with other musicians, they put out solo music as well. Most recently, they put out an album, Adult Contemporary, in 2024. And this is a really just like a dream collab between these two groups out of Montreal, and that's one of the reasons why I love the Montreal music scene, is because I feel that so many amazing artists and musicians can just collaborate in such an open environment. After that, we have Earth Eater with Nova. This is their most recent single as of May this year. Earth Eater is another group where I heard one of their songs and just kind of was like, okay, now I need to do a deep dive. Now I'm obsessed. So my favorite album by them is Trinity in 2019, I guess is their most popular album from what I can tell, but they also put out an album in 2023 called Powders, and then a couple others in between. They are a Queens-based artist. They do a lot of electronic experimentation. Their vocals are really, really interesting. They're a multi-instrumentalist, composer, vocalist. They also have like classical training as well, which I was talking a little about in the previous segment, that when you have classical training, it just like it elevates it just a little bit when you're doing experimental music, because there's the component of experimental music on one hand where you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing and I'm just messing with it until it sounds the way I want it to sound. And then there's the other side of experimental, more electronic music where, you know, you have a classically trained artist who grew up doing composition and piano and all of these things, and now they're doing experimentation and they know exactly like what they need to tweak to get to the sound that they want. And it feels very messy but very precise at the very same time. Earth Eater is one of those artists. And then finally, we're gonna finish things off with Jonah Yano. This is an artist that should be familiar to everyone by now. He's a two-time SoCan Songwriting Prize nominee for his song Delicate and Always in 2021 and 2023, respectively. He is born in Japan, but he was raised in Vancouver, and he's currently based in Montreal. There's something about that Montreal air that just really, really makes people create, and I love it. This song is his most recent release. This is a single entitled Home Run 2021 that came out at the tail end of June. And I think it's just a good representation of him as an artist. Most recently, he put out a 2024 album, Jonah Yano and the Heavy Loop. And before that, I think I would say one of his more popular albums is Portrait of a Dog in 2023. I find that that one really blew up online. But without further ado, we're going to get into it with Milk and Bone and Chromeo with Hoops right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Just
Welcome back. That was Jonah Yeno with Home Run 2021. Before that, we had Nova by Earth Eater. And at the very top of that set, Milk and Bone and Chromeo with Hoops right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been The Mood with May. We have one more track left for you. I've been doing indie electronica, soft techno, however you want to classify it. I've been having a grand old time. I've been doing work in the studio whilst I'm playing music for all of you to listen and enjoy. The last track that we're going to play today, I've cut my set list basically in half because I was overprepared, is by Kiss Facility. And Kiss Facility is the project of Maya Alcarity. She's Emirati born and raised, and she's half Egyptian, singer-songwriter, and she works very closely with the producer known as Sega Bodega, which also has a new track that I was going to play today, but I ran out of time. Kiss Facility is one of my favorite artists that I've discovered in this subgenre. Their EP Esoteric from 2023 is really just a standout for me, and they put out a single in 2024 that I believe I've played on one of my shows previously, Malket Gamal El Kawan. I believe it's in Arabic, so pardon my pronunciation. But this track specifically is new, released September 3rd, and it's called Flesh Mix. So without further ado, we're going to close things off. I hope you've enjoyed the episode today, and tune in next week, same time, same place, for something completely different.
Hello, everybody.
We're Stereolab.
And my name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And you're listening to...
CFRC!
The best radio station we've ever heard.